Hour number two of the Blitz coming up right now. So, what happened in the first hour? It was literally everywhere. We started out the show. Chance and I made a bet about the Rookie of the Year, which comes out this Monday. Myself, I have the one, the great, the unbelievable, the game-changing Luka Doncic. Chance has Trae Young. The loser of that will have to eat two bites of a habanero pepper and two bites of an onion, which apparently is very bad. Didn't know that. The more you know. So that will be coming up on Tuesday. Don't miss that. 6 days from now, one of us will be just dying on air on video. We got into Brandon's demise when it comes to the Boston Celtics. Went on some good rants.
I'd rather not rehash that.
All right, we won't rehash it, but it happened. It'll be in the podcast. It's very funny. Then we got into what constitutes success for Jeremy Pruitt in year two. I felt like we got into some really good stuff. Not just wins and losses, but who are those wins and losses to? What do the personnel look like on the field? What does the development look like on the field? And then we ended it off with a black bear in Morningside Park in East Knoxville.
And you're thinking you can outrun a bear.
I can outrun a bear.
Don't forget to leave that
a short distance,
off.
A small bear. I think I can do it. I have a lot of doubters, clearly.
I mean, did you ever run track?
I did. But I ran distance.
No.
So I didn't run sprints or anything. I think I ran the 800.
I'm not doubting your speed, Rick. I'm just thinking that you are underestimating the bear.
I know he's underestimating the bear.
Maybe, but it's a small bear.
I mean, I don't think there are many animals that you could outrun.
There are plenty of animals that I could outrun.
Like what?
Yeah, please.
Details.
Like a house dog.
No.
Oh, yeah, with four legs.
No.
Yes.
I mean, like a little poodle or something, like a miniature poodle.
Said a house dog. I could outrun a house cat.
Have you ever seen a cat move?
Yeah.
They're very quick.
We're not going over fences, all right? We're just a straight line.
You're not outrunning a cat or a house dog. Not many house dogs, unless it's got three legs, you're outrunning. Or two.
My house dog is an idiot, and it's kind of chunky. I could outrun my own house dog. My dog's name? I have two dogs. Would you like to know their names?
Yeah, let's hear them.
It's dog one and dog two.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
That is as true of a story as I could tell on the Blitz.
You're just not very
dog
creative?
Dog one and dog two.
You just don't think
of... Well, their original names were Harley and Lexi, two girl dogs. So that got too hard, right? So we originally started calling Harley just dog.
Names are hard?
How is
two
that,
syllable name.
How is that any harder than remembering which one is dog one and dog two?
They don't look that similar.
Okay, then that should help you with their names.
Or just their names. We had Harley first, right? It was easier just say, come here, dog, right? That fast. Then we got the second dog, so we said, uh-oh, what are we going to do? So then it was dog one and dog two. So they kind of respond. They respond to their real names well. My mom doesn't go calling them dog one and dog two. My mom, my sister, they use their real dog names. All right. My dad and I, we like to get simple, to the point. Dog one, dog two. So I think they really do respond to one and two.
This is so bizarre.
Sorry you don't like it.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said it was bizarre.
So
it's just weird.
But, I mean, do you think you could outrun a cow?
Oh. No.
No, you couldn't.
No, I don't think I could. Those cows are fast, man.
Yeah, and so are dogs and so
and
are cats.
And cats. There's not many animals.
You're generalizing dogs and cats right now. Not all. I'm not, you know, racing like a Rottweiler who's hungry.
Most dogs you cannot outrun. I would say 90% of dogs and cats you're not going to be outrun unless they're injured.
Most seems excessive.
865-546-8200. Let's go to the phones. Get Connor in here. Connor, how's it going?
Good. How's it going?
Going well.
Yeah. So, I got a theory.
A theory, huh?
I love this.
Uh-huh. This is a wrestling theory.
Rick should love this.
Welcome to the show, wrestling. Connor. My new favorite
This comic. Is about the death of Chris Benoit.
Wow. Okay.
You didn't know it was going there, huh?
No. Bring
no,
it.
No. Brandon knows about this theory. I've told him about this before.
He has. I do know Connor. I've heard about this theory many times.
Okay.
So the theory is that before, the death of his family, he was on the phone with Chavo Guerrero. And then Chavo heard someone knocking on the door. And then he looked up and he heard like a struggle through the phone. And he believes that it was Kevin Sullivan. Because Kevin Sullivan is Chris Benoit's wife, was his ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
And the theory is that Kevin Sullivan killed Chris Benoit because he took his wife and had kids with her.
Oh.
And Kevin Sullivan denies it, but I don't know.
You buying it, Rick? You buying the theory? Or is Chris Benoit just a nutcase?
I don't want to go out of the way and say that Chris Benoit was just a total nut, because there's so many, he was one of the first to have, CTE or CTA became prevalent.
He was supposed to was supposed to win the title, right?
Yeah, I think so. The sport is what kind of drove him or drove his head mad, right? There's no doubt about it. Now, the Kevin Sullivan thing, very interesting. Now, I would ask, how did, Benoit's family die? Did Sullivan do that part?
Oh, yes. That's how it goes, that he also killed them. But, I have no idea. This is just a theory.
Just a theory.
It's a good theory. To me, I still think that we know the truth as it is, but, man, Big Kevin Sullivan. Big Kevin Sullivan. That'd be an interesting plot twist nonetheless. He's got a good interview on YouTube where he does talk about the Chris Benoit tragedy.
I may have to go check that out.
All right. Appreciate the call, Connor. 865-546-8200.
Little Chris Benoit on a Wednesday.
Not what I was expecting there.
No.
You said he wanted to talk wrestling. I was very excited. Maybe we talk about some of the stuff going on in the wrestling world right now. We don't change it to one of the great tragedies of the sports history. Speaking of wrestling, how are you doing on your Ric Flair drip power rankings?
They are almost complete.
Almost complete?
Yeah. I've decided to hold off until Friday and release them on Friday.
865-546-8200. Busy phone line. So we got Tony on the line who wants to talk Bears.
Tony, Bears.
You're on the Blitz. Talk to
Tony,
us.
Tony, can I outrun a bear? I'm an athletic human being. What do you think?
Here, it's not a stretch.
If the conditions are right.
Oh!
Black bears' front legs are shorter than their back legs.
Okay.
So the trick is to run downhill as fast as you can.
What if you're on a flat surface?
It depends how mad he is. I don't think you could beat him on a flat surface.
Nope. There you go,
Tony.
Rick.
Have you seen
and then,
it?
I don't think there are many.
Brandon,
I don't think there are many hills in Morningside
give
Park.
Give me back the floor, Tony. Have you seen this picture of the bear?
No, I have not.
All right, it's not entirely big. How much does that change my chances?
Oh, it makes your chances pretty well, because the younger an animal is, the more timid they are.
Okay, so he isn't as likely to attack me as a full-grown black bear is that also runs 37 miles per hour.
But I'll tell you how smaller bears are scarier than big bears.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Because mama is around somewhere.
That's always what they say. I was just at the campground last week. I was telling you guys about that. The mama bear is right behind those cubs.
All right, Tony. So You say that the younger animals, they're more timid. But let's just say that this bear, that this adolescent bear decided to chase after Rick. Could Rick outrun an adolescent bear?
I'm very fast.
I don't think so. Not on flat ground.
Told you, Rick.
But I'm very fast, Tony. Does that change your answer?
No.
No.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Well, not much more convincing I can do. It sounds like Tony is very, very thorough in his answer. But I think
all right,
I could.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank
Appreciate
you very much,
call,
Tony.
Bear expert Tony.
I want to see this. That. Like, you keep saying you're very fast.
I'm very fast.
But you keep saying this. I want to see some video evidence of this very fast so I can equate that to what we know about the bear and really give you a fair review. We need to time you outside.
It's not
raining outside?
There's no question. I'm the fastest person at Fan Run.
Whoa.
Who's my biggest competition?
Chance. I would say I'm pretty quick. I'm old, but I think I might get you in a sprint.
I would say Billy's pretty fast. Billy, Chance.
I'm going to go out there and sprint with Rick and beat him during the break.
Oh. Another challenge.
I'm wearing my
issued.
Pants. We're going to save it for later in the summer.
You're saying you're not.
We can't get all of our top ideas out away.
30 days from now, me and Rick.
A
sprint.
Month from now, July 19th.
We sprint on Periscope.
We'll do it on my
for
my
the
birthday.
Masses.
My birthday is July 17th.
The big
Can
sprint.
Can we do it that day?
I'm with it.
All right.
I'll do it tomorrow.
July 17th.
Do it right here this next segment
date.
I told you. I'm always ready. You might think I'm old. I'll still dust your ass.
Can you give us...
We're going to take the Periscope on. You're going to carry it outside the studio. We're going to take it on the road during a break.
During this break, can we get a sample? Like, can you just run back and forth just so we can see how fast you are? You're not racing Chance, just a sample of your speed.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
If you're so confident, fastest man at Fan Run.
You did say you were the fastest man at Fan Run.
Which I am.
Wow.
I mean,
these young whippersnappers these days.
Maybe Russell might give you a run.
Russell?
Through.
Russell?
Yeah, he's
what?
Got long legs.
Russell's 60 years old.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding. He's not even 40. There's no way that Russell Smith would beat me in a foot race. You're insane.
Apparently nobody here could beat you in a foot race.
I would be interested to see what Russell has to say about that.
Don't you know that you said you're the fastest person at Fan Run?
Yeah.
Cam was on the UT track team.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Did you forget about that? Intern Cam of Talk Sports was once on the University of Tennessee track team. Cam is the fastest person at Fan Run.
Didn't think about
without a
that one,
doubt. I'll put $200. He dusted your ass.
Didn't think about Cam.
You forgot about Cam, didn't you?
That might have slipped my mind.
You're done.
I'll let you think about it, Rick. Well, let's take a quick break.
Wait,
right here.
Wait! I want to say this right at the top, real quick. First segment.
Do you want to walk that back? Be the fastest.
No. I'm still keeping it. I said it. It's out there. Whatever. Talk the talk. We don't know if I walk the walk, but I run the run. Coming up also on Friday, we have Brandon's Ric Flair Drip Fan Run Power Rankings. We're gonna be one day away from the.
Hold on.
A development. Chance, you want to put that $200 back on the line? Because last time you tried to bet me $100, it didn't go your way.
What?
Cam Black, great athlete. He was the manager.
Oh, I thought he was on the team.
So
I still think Cam's faster than you.
$300 up.
I still think Cam's faster than you.
I'll be $300 up on Chance.
I had a tennis class with him. What do you mean 300? Where'd this 300 come from?
Well, it's a hypothetical.
You ain't
going to
beat me.
Well, you were very confident about the Jordan Spieth. I'll bet you $100 he went to LSU. Now I didn't.
You didn't
want
to bet though.
But
that's on you. You're scared to bet. Just like you're scared to race.
I still want it. Hey, I'm not scared to race. I'm just not going to do that right now. And I'm like,
you know, actually, you've said this before. When I was on the drive, and you
know for a fact I've said this before.
You did. I wanted to race you that day, and you said I don't have on the right shoes or something. And then we were supposed to race like a week later. You keep putting it off. You're really not that fast.
I'm a good champion.
You just talk the talk.
paper. The champion doesn't have to.
You definitely did that.
Take any challenge at any time. He waits for the pay-per-views. All right. The champion doesn't have to wrestle on Monday nights. He can wait for the pay-per-view.
You haven't raced anybody in 3 years.
I'm with Cody McClure challenge. On this one. I think Nate is very underrated in this. Nate, sneaky athletic. Nate, I think Nate could give you a run for your money, Rick.
Nate was a college athlete.
865-546-8200. Hour two continues after this.
Fastest person at the station, huh? 865-546-8200. We're forgetting about Parker.
Yeah, we are.
Parker played soccer, so he can run a lot back and forth. I think did he run track too? I thought I heard him say something on the drive about doing some track. Maybe it was just soccer though.
I wouldn't be surprised. More fast people than I'd imagine, but I'm still gonna stick by.
I think the champion only
has to wrestle on.
Here's the thing. Well, I'm gonna put myself there. I think I'm one of the most active as far as like who works out. Houston got back on the workout kick. Davey's kind of, you know, he'll be back after the summer. Davey'd probably be up there on that list too.
Yeah, I can see Davey being pretty fast. I don't work out, as you can see by my guns behind these.
Staying active is a key.
But I do run. I do run.
How many times do you run a week?
Probably run about once a week in the weekends.
I chase children every day.
That's true.
That's fair.
You do chase children.
So as I was about to say,
how many miles
earlier,
are we talking about, Rick, real fast?
I just run around my neighborhood. I mean, it's not like I'm training for a marathon or anything. It's probably a 30-minute jog on Saturdays.
Every Saturday?
Nah, Lee, I try to. I've been traveling a lot this summer, so I haven't gotten to as much, but I try to.
All right.
I try to, you know, once like you lose high school sports, you know, and then like I really don't work out, so it's like I'm either just sitting there eating cookout. Or I'm sitting there eating cookout and then going on a run once a week.
Troy said, I think that Cody could whip Rick Butler's ass in a race. Cody, offensive lineman, Cody's got some big calves, man. I think Cody's a lot quicker than everybody gives him as well.
Cody said his money's on Nate. Okay, wait, I got to tease this. On Friday, brand new segment we've been planning for a little while now. I'm not going to give too much away about it, but it is one that you will not want to miss. We will do it towards the end of the show. It might even go hand-to-hand with Brandon's Ric Flair Drip Power Rankings. It's called The Man. That's all you get to know. It'll be a weekly segment.
That's it.
The Man, what is this?
The Man. It's a new segment we got
apparently
coming.
Apparently that's all we get.
Did you know about a new segment?
He's told me a little bit about it. But
this has been still, my baby I've been working on. This has been my baby.
I didn't know about a new segment.
I've heard the intro.
It's very good, isn't it?
It's a pretty good intro.
No, that's not true. When I showed you the other day, you said this is very good.
I was just confused. Finley loves it. Because he said a segment that we've been working on. I think it's a segment that he's been working on. A
segment that I certainly have been working on. I
think he's got a mouse in his pocket.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Friday, towards the end of the show, brand new segment. Okay, so let's get into a real story now. So there's been a lot of conversation about SEC schools and alcohol at sporting events, right? Now, everybody fully believes that Tennessee will be one of the schools that will allow alcohol. However, it's taken a little bit longer than maybe what people expected. So I'm going to read a couple parts of this article courtesy of Knox News, and then kind of get your guys' thoughts on it. So William Cheek is a Nashville attorney who spoke on behalf of the companies that would serve the alcohol and said a decision has been made to sell alcohol during UT games, right? That's what we thought. However, Aramark, which is the company that will run the alcohol sales, presented basic plans Tuesday where the sales will occur, what limits will be applied to drink sales, and how vendors will ensure underage people aren't served. However, the Beer Board, which, great name, by the way, wanted more details on sales at Thompson Bowling Arena and Neyland Stadium and postponed their decision until next month to allow more time to, I guess, talk about those plans and how they're actually going to do it. So We've all expected Tennessee to go forward with these plans to sell alcohol at sporting events, which it still looks like that's the case, but it is being delayed, which, you know, I think that we all have occurrences or ideas about how when something gets delayed, it does open up the possibility of a total change in heart, right? Or a total thought process change to something else. So here's how the proposal would work. Both Neyland Stadium and Thompson Bowling Arena would only serve beer in the bowl levels. The club level at Neyland would also sell wine, while Thompson Bowling Suites would have a full bar. This AMRAC would handle the sales in the bowl levels. And then it says, the companies would like to begin alcohol sales August 3rd during an Alice Cooper concert at Thompson Bowling Arena. And then last but not least, the companies are looking at serving alcohol in black cups. This would help people distinguish alcohol from other beverages, which are served in clear cups and souvenir cups, according to this attorney. So do you have any takeaways from that?
So they're just trying to get all the kinks worked out.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, it sounds like there's more to figure out than what was originally thought to be. And so this deal is getting delayed a little bit. And I feel like when you delay things, it allows more and more things to come up and become a hindrance. I still think this is obviously going to go through, though, but, you know, it's something.
No,
it's some kind of story.
Well, anytime, and this I know this from running a bar and, you know, different, you know, local independent business owners and stuff like that. Anytime you have to go to the beer board, it does take a while for this stuff. Like how you said, interesting name. But, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. You have to go get all these permits and regulations. Everything has to be in place. And the beer board, what they're going to want to know, and what they said right there, too, is they want to know how safe it's going to be. The biggest thing is safety. They know they're going to make the money. They also know that they're going to make the money. They got everything they want in place. And like you say, it's pretty much going to get passed. And Brandon said they're just trying to go through, check all the, dot all the I's, cross all the T's, and just simply make sure that it's going to be a safe environment for others. And the biggest thing about safety for others, not only other patrons of the game, people that are old enough to drink and you know, kids around, but making sure that these underage individuals don't get alcohol, that's the biggest thing, too. So it's going to take some time, but them already having the plan and process, they already have Aramark, who is going to have the vendors, and that means it's a go. This is not like Georgia just said they're only doing it for their suite owners, and
yeah.
Somebody else, I think, came out and already shut it down.
Yeah, Georgia and Alabama, and I think Auburn, too, have all decided not to sell the general.
So with Tennessee going ahead and already having vendors in place and already having a plan, hey, for liquor and alcohol, that's going to be for the bourgeoisie because, hey, they spend a little bit more money and it's probably going to be in more of a controlled environment in suites and in like you say, the club levels with the wine. And it's not going to be as much, you know, alcohol generated to the masses. We'll just give the mass public beer and we'll shut them down after the third. And, you know, we're not going to have a full bar, not going to have wine. So that's where they're thinking about safety, too. And then everything that they have in place. So I don't think there's anything to worry about. When you already got vendors in place, that means contracts have already been written up. You already have the plan. And when you've already went to the beer board once and you're going back again, they just want to make sure that underage individuals are not going to have access to alcohol. How is it going to be safe for others? That means it's pretty much done. I wouldn't worry too much with it.
Trying to get it in there before that Alice Cooper concert, huh?
Nope.
I guess so. I guess the Alice Cooper concert feels like they could make a very big profit off of it.
I would say so.
Well, that and they're feeling probably a good run, like a good test run, you know, more of a controlled environment, not as many people as it would be at a football game, and it's a test run to see how it's going to be. Let's see how many alcohol-related incidents we have after the game, after the concert, during the concert. How many people get rowdy? Like, this will give you a nice, like, little test run feel before you get to the big boys.
I don't know. People could get pretty rowdy at an Alice Cooper concert.
No, they can't.
You know that from experience?
No, I've never been. I don't know. If I could swing some cheap tickets, I'd like to go see Alice Cooper.
Okay.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Rick didn't know that.
School's Out.
The song?
Yeah.
School's did you know it was
School's Out for Summer?
Yeah. Did you know
it was
by Alice Cooper?
I did.
I don't know. How old is Alice Cooper?
Definitely older than both of your times and definitely older than my time.
I mean, I know that. Still like Alice Cooper, though. Still like a few of his songs. He's 71.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
He looks rough.
Let me see.
Look at this guy.
Drugs and rock and roll.
Alice Cooper.
A lot of drugs, a lot of rock and roll. Yeah, dude.
Well, we have
like
a...
there was one...
No, keep going.
I feel like there was an incident at one of his concerts one time. I can't remember exactly what it was. And that was back when he was still...
I'm sure there's been a lot of incidents at Alice Cooper concerts.
He's mellowed out now. Like I said, he's 71.
I mean, he's about to die.
Whoa.
I mean, probably soon.
A little morbid.
Whoa.
That's the truth.
You don't know. I mean, he could go, for 20 more
years.
He did a lot of drugs.
He did a lot of drugs. He lived a rough life.
And you think Keith Richards and Mick Jagger haven't?
Yeah.
They're still going strong.
I hate to say it, but. You know.
Alice Cooper. See if we can find some tickets. Anybody want to go with me see Alice Cooper? Good. Me and Matt are going to see Alice Cooper.
I want to come.
Me, Matt, and Rick. Chance, you coming?
I'm out.
Chance is not going with us to see Alice Cooper.
Not going to do it.
Come on.
Probably not going to do it. I know the two songs, and they're good songs, but... Nah.
He's also got Poison. It's a good song.
My favorite's probably No More Mr. Nice Guy.
His real name is Vincent Fernier. How about that? Alice Cooper.
Vincent Fernier?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right.
See if we can get a station trip to go see Alice Cooper.
To go see Alice Cooper?
Yeah.
Huh.
What do you mean a station trip? Wouldn't we just be going right down 40 or Kingston Pike to Thompson Bowling Arena?
Good point.
No, I'm see if more people at the station want to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Get a whole fan-run crew to Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a great idea, Brandon.
Yeah. I'm down.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
There's a poll in the field. Could you outrun a baby black bear if that black bear started out in a tree? Three answer choices. Yes.
I feel like you're putting too many stipulations on this.
No. No, but I think Rick could. That one has 12% of the vote right now.
This is a faulty poll.
Why?
I'm
giving you the exact situation. The black bear starts out in the tree.
It's got too many stipulations.
A lot of stipulations.
What do you mean it's got too many stipulations?
You can't give people too many options.
Yeah. I'm giving them plenty
poll.
Of options.
You can't.
Rule one of a Twitter poll. It needs to be simple.
Yeah.
This one is simple.
You really are hanging on?
Yes.
You're hanging on to this black bear.
No, but I could.
No.
Ben would vote that I could.
Ben's
can we put a poll out? Can Rick beat Chance in a race after the show?
They don't know who we are.
What?
They've never seen me.
What?
Some guy on Twitter called me a skeleton the other day.
Look at you.
Doesn't mean I can't run.
Look at you.
Go vote in our poll, okay? Go vote for me. No, but Rick could. Thank you.
All right. Let's take a quick break.
My percentage is dwindling as I watch it.
30 minutes of the show left. Take a quick break. The Blitz continues after this. Little Alice Cooper bringing you back, Rick. How about that?
That was maybe the most... just chaotic 4 minutes of a break we've ever had. Here's what happened. Ben Lee came into the studio, and him and I are you know, yelling at each other about the size of this bear, right? Just heated. Matt is over here just giving out random facts about bears. Chance is also giving in facts about bear. And then you're screaming over in the distance to nobody, I got 8 tickets to Alice Cooper for $49.
You are doing that. You are doing that.
I know. Got 8 tickets.
I'm sorry. $49. I'm more worried about Rick getting embarrassed about not being able to outrun a bear like he thinks he can.
That was a hectic 4-minute break.
I don't care if Rick wants
so
to make himself look foolish.
I've seen, and now I'm looking at the picture of the bear finally, the video. It is taking 2 park rangers to carry this bear out. That you think you are going to outrun.
It would take 15 of me to carry it out. That doesn't have anything. Strength and speed are not equivalent.
Strength and speed, not equivalent. Okay.
My bicep strength has nothing to do with how fast I am.
Yes, your
calves. Am I lifting
does.
Up a bear with my calves? What are we talking about here?
Rick, I've seen your calves. You ain't that fast.
That was the but you're saying that the park ranger's lifting up the bear.
I think the bear
has something to do with
bear has nice calves.
I can outrun them.
No. What they're saying is it took two of the rangers to lift the bear. So it's a bigger bear than what you're leading on.
Thank you. That is the whole
it's
point I'm
bear.
Trying to make.
If you'll remember back to the initial conversation,
you kept saying baby bear.
A full that baby grown bears are fat.
It's not a baby.
It might be.
It's not.
We need to bring Tony back. Tony, come help us.
No, we have a one call per show.
Yeah, exactly.
41% of the audience feels like yes, they could.
And
51% feels like no. 8% says no. But I think that Rick could.
Well, they're wrong, too.
Thank you very much.
And you're also misleading the audience by like asking them, can you outrun a cub? Like, you're not really.
I gave them the exact situation. I said, can you outrun a baby black bear if that black bear started out in a tree? Like our friend at Morningside Park did.
Okay, so we're moving on from the bear. I'm done talking about
it. That's fair.
Back to Alice Cooper.
What? What?
So, I told you that there was something that I just could not remember what it was. Something controversial about an Alice Cooper concert back in the day. Matt was kind enough to look it
up. He bit off a chicken head, right?
No, that's Ozzy Osbourne and a
bat.
So, someone threw a chicken onto the stage. Alice Cooper picks up the chicken, throws it back out into the crowd. The crowd then proceeds to tear this poor innocent chicken, who I don't know why would be at a concert, but proceeds to tear this chicken apart piece by piece and throw it back on the stage.
Wow, man.
So a lot of PETA and animal rights.
And you want me to go to an Alice Cooper concert? It's not like he's a Satan worshiper or something.
He didn't
His
do
fans.
It.
That is true.
All he did was throw.
Allegedly.
Okay, Chance. So if someone throws a chicken at you, what are you going to do? You're going to throw it back.
I'm not try to protect that chicken.
Can you also be blamed now for the whole chicken incident?
I don't know if I'm
going to
throw
happens?
It back. I'm probably going to protect the chicken. I like chickens. Protect it.
But this guy, he's got a show to do. He can't protect the chicken. He can't just keep the chicken up there.
He's got a roadie.
Also,
throw it behind, he's insane. Throw it backstage.
He's
got a roadie.
Probably all hopped up on who knows what kind of drugs and alcohol. He's not thinking perfectly straight. I got to take care of this chicken. Brandon, I will go to the Alice Cooper concert. Heck, I will pay for your ticket if you bring a chicken to throw up on stage.
First of all, Rick, There's one problem.
You can't get it in. Figure it out.
I'm not.
I don't know
if there's any way to get a chicken inside Thompson Bowling Green.
Oh, you can do it.
I don't think it's possible.
You can do it. Tape up the beak. Throw it in. Wear a big jacket.
A big jacket always works. trench coat.
Yeah, the chicken's just going to be perfectly docile while I'm.
Give a little tranquilizer before you go in.
Yeah, go call the people that used on the bear.
Probably kill it.
The bear that you can outrun.
I could especially outrun it with that tranquilizer. But that seems like a known fact. Should we talk about any sports this hour? Should
yes,
we just continue?
We should. We should move on from the bear and Alice Cooper.
All right. Well, much like our brewing relationship in this, because you guys don't believe in my athletic ability to outrun a bear. That is ridiculous. You don't believe in the Bears more? You guys are crazy.
I just said we're moving on from
the
Bears. The
relationship between Chris Paul and James Harden is quote-unquote unsalvageable. Apparently, these guys absolutely hate each other. They haven't talked in months. Chris Paul gave the Rockets an ultimatum that said, either pick him or pick me because I'm not doing this again. Chris Paul, I believe, has just a crazy contract. Now, then Bleacher Report put this article out yesterday, and Chris Paul commented on it, and he said, "That's news to me." Dot dot dot.
So he's saying that he didn't.
He's completely denying it.
He's
that
saying
he ever
that he
said,
didn't demand the trade.
Yes. Or, no, well, yes, but also denying that he said that it's a him or me mentality.
Yeah.
Or that he gave them that ultimatum. Chance, what are all your thoughts on this?
I mean, Chris Paul's been known to get up under his teammate's skin before. Him and Austin Rivers had a tumultuous relationship there and with the Clippers. He kind of felt like he was only on the team and they should have traded him like for different pieces because, but he was kept on the team because it was his dad coaching him being the GM. So he used to talk about that. He never really wanted to play with him. I could see it. Chris Paul's always been like, you got two alphas. Like, you know, James Harden wants to be the alpha of the team. Chris Paul's always been like that alpha guy, point guard. I mean, that's kind of the position of floor general. And he's been a guy that's like, you know, very, very outspoken, you know, generally. Like, he's out there. And then, you know, he had the kerfluffle with Rivers, and then, like, when the Rockets went into the Clippers, I think it was the Clippers, yeah, Clippers locker room a couple years ago. So I could see it. I think, if anything, I mean, if I'm Chris Paul, I'm probably trying to stay there because they owe him 30-something million, and who's going to take that contract? I feel you ride that one out, and he's definitely not going to get that much money with his age and his injury proneness from any other roster. But I do think you'll see one of them moved. I mean, the Houston Rockets already came out even before this. It could be the Houston Rockets planting it because they came out before all of this and said that everybody was up for trade except for James Harden. So maybe they just plant this out there, too, to kind of get Chris Paul out a little bit faster. Yeah,
that's an interesting theory right there, especially because, like you just mentioned, after the 2018 season, Chris Paul signed a four-year, $160 million deal to stay in Houston. If Chris Paul is actually coming out and he's being honest in the fact that he's saying, well, you know, dang, all this is news to me, then, you know, maybe you do put a little weight behind the fact that this could be some kind of rocket source leaking this. Another source from apparently inside of Houston says there's no respect at all on either side. They need to go away from each other. Chris doesn't respect James's standing in the league, and James doesn't respect the work Chris has put in to this point. Now, for me, like, I feel like the obvious answer is that you would rather have James Harden if you're the Rockets. I mean, he's a better player. He's a better scorer, although, you know, you can critique the way he plays the game. He's an MVP contender. He is younger. He's not eating up this ridiculous contract at late in his years. There's no reason why I don't think that you would pick James Harden. But, man, at the end of the day, Houston, a dysfunctional city, proves that its basketball team is also quite dysfunctional.
The whole city is dysfunctional?
You know, he hates Houston. You really
like
talking about that?
Dallas, yeah.
This is Houston.
He really
hates Houston for whatever reason.
Rockets. This article makes me so happy. I love to see things not work for them.
What about the article back last year for your Mavericks?
Hey, man, they got it all, you know, they got it cleared up. That's not on me. That's not on me.
How could you root for a team like that and the owner like that? What are your values?
I cheer for the players. That's how I root for them. I watch the games. I buy their merchandise when it's time. You know, I follow the team.
You cheer for the players, but Mark Cuban owns the team. That expose they did on him and that front office makes me sick.
I think that the Mavericks are making quality changes. You know, you insert a female president of operations. She was the one who represented Dallas at the lottery picks. I think that you'd make the changes that you need to make inside the organization, which it sounds like they have. I think, you know, obviously Mark Cuban is paying for his sins right now. And things are looking up, you know? You don't classify somebody for the rest of time and history based on one mistake, especially if they do make the changes to fix that. There you go. The Mavs, Rookie of the Year, Luka Doncic. One more segment coming up left on the Blitz. We'll try to see if there's anything that you might have missed from the day in our If You Haven't Heard segment. 15 minutes until the start of Talk Sports. John, Cody, Ben, Cam, they're going to have a great show for you. One more segment. We'll see you on the other side. Started love. I've had too much to drink. No idea who that is.
What?
I don't know who that is.
865-546-8200. Last segment. You really don't?
Nope.
We're talking about talking a lot of music. Brandon wants to go to Alice Cooper, so he's been over there searching tickets.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can catch Kenny G at the Ryman for $20. You
Kenny
do not
Chesney?
Know Kenny. Oh. Kenny G, soprano sax.
I'd rather see Kenny Chesney.
The soulful tunes and romantic melodic tunes of one Kenny G. You don't know who Kenny G is, really? Christmas, like music, anything? What's the one like really notable song he has?
I bet a lot more people under 30 don't know who Kenny G is.
None of us can name his one notable song.
It's like
none of us can name
it. I know it when I hear it. Maybe called Havana.
Well, he must not. He must not be that important then.
No.
I don't know.
Kenny G's pretty popular. And like you, yeah. It's not just me like being like. It's probably we don't know his songs because he's more of an he's an instrumentalist.
Yeah. Though. Okay.
Sax.
Oh.
So, sax. but when you hear Kenny G, you know it's Kenny G. It's one of those things.
All right, we'll look it up. We'll look it up at 12:01. Real quick.
It is. It's Havana, Kenny G.
I decided I changed my mind. I don't think I could outrun a black bear.
You decided you've changed your mind.
Yeah, just recently.
Well, I'm glad that you came to your senses.
We all knew that you couldn't.
I decided the conditions probably weren't right. We would have to be on a downhill slope, like Tony said. Then I could. But if it's a flat surface, I have changed my mind. I have decided I cannot at this moment in time.
So what happened?
Well, what moment will you be able to?
I guess we'll find out. Maybe if we're running downhill.
What happened to change your mind? Because before you thought you could do it on a flat surface.
Don't make me change my mind again. I just changed my mind.
Okay, I was just asking what went into your thought process.
A lot.
Chill.
Of important things.
Okay. All right. If you haven't heard, go ahead, Rick.
Oh, I don't have one yet.
You don't have?
I was thinking about the black bear, man.
He's still thinking about the bear?
Oh, Rick.
Kind of.
Another news, in case you haven't heard, in case you missed it.
Oh, I got one.
Running back, T. Hodge. Remember him?
Yep.
Tennessee. Maryville running back hot. T. Hodge, nephew of Randall Cobb, has listed UT among the top 9. So you're saying there's still a chance. The 3-star recruit, 4-star by some different publications, but right now I think 247 has him as a 3-star, rushed for 792 yards last year and also 19 touchdowns before breaking his right leg in a win over Farragut in the 6A quarterfinals. T. Hodge, 6'2", has gained 30 pounds since last season, is now 230, really putting on the muscle. Other schools included Arkansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Ole Miss, Oregon, Penn State, Purdue, and Virginia Tech. He took to his Twitter recently in the last couple days. Tennessee makes the top 9. Still a chance. Right down the street, T. Hodge.
You want me to go ahead?
What's so funny?
You want me to go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead. We talked about you went into great, great, great detail about it.
What?
But we did.
Did we miss? Did we get? Why don't you say
we
nothing,
hit it? We hit it yesterday.
Don't remember that.
In our recruiting talk. But I barely touched it. You went into much better detail. I didn't know he broke his leg.
Yeah, broke his right leg last year in the quarterfinals, state quarterfinals.
Okay.
The KPD said that a pilot was able to swim to safety after their plane crashed into the water near the Island Home Airport. That's down around my neck of the woods.
Wow.
Emergency crews say a pilot was unharmed after their plane crashed into the Tennessee River. According to Knox County Dispatch, crews received a call about a plane that went into the river near the South Knoxville Airport around 8:45 p.m.
Crazy stuff, man.
DJ Corcoran with the Knoxville Fire Department said witnesses report seeing a plane going to the river just west of the water treatment plant along the north bank and never surfaced. Luckily, pilot was okay and was able to get to the shore safely, but scary, scary situation.
Scary stuff down there at Island Homes. Ricky?
If you haven't heard, an Instagram post for Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre's account, it ruffled some feathers. It stirred the waters, if you will. Basically, The post has since been removed, but what Brett Favre said in a picture of himself, I believe it was holding up a Super Bowl trophy, was that a true champion sticks to his or her calling. I will be coming out of retirement and making my return to play in the NFL for the 2020 season. Stay tuned for more hashtag news. And yes, it was a picture of him and the Super Bowl win getting interviewed by Terry Bradshaw. Now, Favre has come out and said that he was hacked. But who knows? Could Brett Favre be back?
He wasn't hacked.
You think he posted it?
He wasn't hacked.
You think Favre wants to come back? Was he like 50 now?
I think he kind of just a little loco, a little loopy.
I think he just wanted to give everybody a big ruse out of it.
That's one of those things.
He's a prankster.
It's having fun with it. In case you were wondering what happened to your old boy Brett Favre, here I am. Here I be.
He
ain't going nowhere.
He was not hacked.
You think it was all a big PR stunt?
Yeah.
By the one.
I mean,
in fairness, we're talking about Brett Favre right now.
The legend.
How often have we talked about Brett Favre before this?
The legend, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
One of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
Until he went to the Vikings
and the Jets.
Some would say that was. He had a really good year with the Vikings. I mean,
maybe it was just the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets wasn't a great year, but the Vikings actually was a really good year for him. That was Adrian Peterson's, first year? Rookie year, I think. Yeah, it may have been there for a couple
It was
years.
Around then. Yeah, you're right.
But it was when AP was just hitting his step. Yeah.
How many teams would just a random number off the top of your head? How many teams do you think would be interested in Brett Favre as their starting quarterback if he came in tomorrow?
Maybe 2 to 3.
Oh,
maybe two
say.
To three. You say Has four. Matt, in turn, Matt says four. I'd say it's less than five.
No, I would say maybe one or two.
And really, like say interested in him, I would say you might have less than five teams give him an opportunity to try out and see what he has.
Yeah.
He may not get signed by any of them.
How old is he now?
At least 49. I'd say at least close to 50.
Yeah, 49 years old. That right there
too old.
Wraps it up for the Blitz. What do you think? Pure gold?
Something like that.
Pure gold.
Not from you outrunning the damn bear.
Pure gold from everybody around the table.
Pure lies outrunning a bear.
More gold tomorrow coming up.
NBA draft tomorrow.
NBA draft tomorrow.
See where the balls go. Brandon will wear a Celtics shirt again, hopefully.
There we go. Hey, lots to get into tomorrow. Talk Sports coming up next. We will see you 10 a.m. tomorrow on the Blitz.